Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 36. Today is Saturday, September the 17th, 2016. I am your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita.
That's for you, Lita.
Thanks, Stone.
Hi, Lita.
Hi, Stone. How are you?
That was really loud again. I can't get the levels good on that clip. Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm awake, so all is good.
Awake.
Guess what? We have Stir. What?
Oh, here. Hi.
Stir.
Hey,
Stir's
dude.
Here.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks for coming and having a chat with us again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity.
I swear I'm not crying.
Oh, we love to sit down and have a chat with you. And no, we've got some exciting stuff to talk about today, so yay! But what's been going on with you? It's no use me talking and asking the same questions I asked you like a few months ago, so yeah. You tell us, what have you been doing?
Well, the normal stuff, you know, trying to level the two irons from 100 to 101 and 102, you know, just tiny little baby steps into Legion and trying not to die and things like that.
Excellent. And how have you found Legion on the bigger scope of things? Are you enjoying what you're seeing, what you've been able to participate in, or has it been very kind of back off, not get too into it?
It's so far the content is actually pretty good. I think this is a fairly decent release, and there's plenty to do and lots of danger lurking around every hillside and corner, and it's my normals die quite often, and I always make a mental note, okay, don't bring iron here. and I've been scouting with my iron scout. And and the poor Toon has died many times just walking around saying hi to the locals what's around this dead. It's like, that's a 110.
Do you keep account of your deaths on your scout? Like, is that something that, or, you know, it's one of those things that you just go, oh, well, it doesn't matter how many times it dies now because it is your scout and you're getting, you know, you're utilizing it to be prepared for when you send your normal, you know, iron through.
Sure. No, don't keep track of the deaths, but I do keep track. I got a ton of little post-it notes in front of my computer here and little hand-drawn maps like of Azuna and a big X that says, no, you will die right here. It's like, okay. So lots of little crib notes of where to go and not to go. I will say I have not been able to get the artifact weapon so far because it's just too hard. And so I literally jumped off of Dalaran and into the water and swam over and just started walking around.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to, wondering if you have actually brought your Toon over or if you're messing around in Warlord still.
Yeah. So a little bit of both, you know. Okay. The treasures and quest in Warlords of Draenor is not worth much, but it's about the easiest you can do. And there's still some dangerous spots in Draenor, especially Tanaean jungle and stuff.
Oh yeah.
When I landed on Azuna Island with my living rogue, there are a couple of quests, like go kill the little sailors and go pick up the treasure chest inside the boat. And those are quite doable if you have stealth and sap, but boy, the best piece of advice I could give everyone is scout out everything. It's there's a lot of danger for every class, and go find out first what you can do and not do.
Yeah.
That's a good, that's definitely a good idea. So what's your main plan at the moment? Is basically just to get the feel of the whole zone, or do you kind of get a feel of an area and then bring your iron in, or do you look at sort of the whole zone as a whole first? Like, how do you utilize the scouting?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I like to scout out the whole zone, if you will, and get the flight mm-hmm. points, and also kind of understand where the pockets of 110s are and where's normal mobs and things like that. And you get the discovery experience that way too. So that's a good way. And then I'll do it twice, and then on the scout, and then if that's successful, then I'll take the living over and repeat that. Yeah. But my goal is, I was trying to pass Lyson, but you know, he's just moving way too fast.
I was going to say good luck.
Yeah.
He's just a machine, it seems to be.
Well, he kind of went quiet for a little while, and I think that was to plan out. And now that we're live, he's going for it, right?
Right.
But
good luck to him. And Lyson, here's a shout out to you. Post some, you know, create a thread telling us what you're doing and how you're getting there and stuff like that. I'd love to know.
Yeah.
I think he will. This is just my opinion. I think he will. I think he's going to wait till he gets there.
Yeah.
You know.
It's 105. Wow. I just can't even imagine. I have died so many times on my main in Legion than I swear than any other expansion. So God forbid if I ever got up that high, I would be freaking out because this crazy the stuff I'm doing on Leader, and she's geared and I'm running around and I'm like dead. 2 seconds later, dead again. I'm like, you did it, Blizzard. Damn you. So yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. Oh, well, sure. That sounds really good, sir. And what else have you got? Is there anything else that you've got planned for this expansion? Like, obviously, you want to get your irons max level, but is there anything else you're going to delve into a bit of pacifist or bloodthirsty?
Well, you'll be happy to hear. I did start a druid, and I wanted to take the druid through... now that the patch is come and gone, and now the expansion is come and gone, and things are kind of get settled, the armory's finally updating, I wanted to start a new tune and just see what's it like to start a new tune and start at one and work your way up. There's no major holidays going on right now, no major invasions going on, so things like that. So it's been interesting, and also keeping in mind with some proposed changes and things like that. And so here's an example. 1 to 13 on the druid was really slow. A couple of close calls trying to go after the rares and in the starting zone. But boy, when you hit 14 to 22, just boom, fast.
And okay.
So it is different. And so doing that.
So what spec did you end up
going? Oh, I usually go feral? With feral. Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a really good, you know, a little bit of crowd control and good stealth and pretty decent opening up too. You can, I was in, I was in Duskwood and I was almost one-shotting the 22s in Duskwood. So
what level were you?
23. Yeah, so wow. one level above them. And, yeah,
I'm so, having a different experience as a mage.
Oh.
Yeah, I definitely feel I am doing the normal Iron Man route where I'm at least 5 to 6 levels higher, and if it starts, and I think I was attacking a mob that was like only 4 levels lower than me, sorry, 4 levels lower, and I felt squishy, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Ash and I were talking about it the other day. We think that, you know, hunters have kind of taken a drop back, and paladins and priests have kind of, seems like they've gone up a notch in this whole changeover of expansion. And and so, you know, in the past, maybe hunters had the best advantage, and that might be toggled a little bit this go around.
Yeah,
absolutely. Which is an exciting thing to see.
Yeah.
From my point of view, I kind of it kind of opens it up to the fact that, well, we're not always going to see the hunter as being, you know, necessarily the most strongest for this challenge. So it's good to see some of the other stuff coming through, which is is fantastic. Yeah, and license powering through there on a priest, like, oh my gosh, he's just a machine. Like, seriously, good job, license. Yeah. But that's fantastic. Well, that's exciting for you, Stir.
It is.
How's the guild running? So, of course, you're in charge of the WoW Challengers Guild over on Wormrest Accord. So, how's the guild?
It's going good. We have 400 active members who've been on within the last 60 days, so that's good. It has slowed down a little bit, but it has always slowed down right after a major expansion. For, you know, obviously if people are out playing their mains and stuff like that, and I think once people have gone through all that and starting to get bored with it, they'll come back to the Iron Man. So which is a shame.
Wow, because Iron Man Guild, sorry, I'm so used to just going WoW Challenges. That's really good. I mean, obviously that's a massive number of people that that is still participating. I have got my hunter over there somewhere. I'll have to get back on her sometime. Soon.
Love to see you there. Bring some donuts. The guildies love donuts. Okay.
Donuts is good.
No, my donuts okay. Is I'll good. Clean tag. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, yeah.
I take things too far, so we'll just carry on. Oh, and sound. Yay. As I go excellent. Check my phone now.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yep. Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Stir. And again, thank you for coming and having a chat with us. And we'll get into some of the nitty-gritty stuff in a moment. But first off, I want to, once Stone's sorted out his phone problem. What have you been doing?
36. I swear, I'm not drinking. I have an orange crush. It's not even booze.
Maybe you need to drink.
And there's no booze in it either. So maybe I do need to drink and we'll have a more professional show. I streamed again. I'm finally, because the kids are in school, I can stream a little bit more. So, I'm doing a lot of dentist
appointments. So what did you stream on this time? You said when we were doing Adventures in Azeroth that you
tried just Twitch.
The YouTube?
I did YouTube, and YouTube was really wonky, but I think, I really don't know why, but YouTube was not good. I'll try it again, but this time I did Twitch. I think one of the things I got to make sure that your Microsoft One drive is not syncing, because it will take up all of your bandwidth if it can. So, you can't tweak it to only use like a little bit, so you have to. It does everything, at least as far as I know. And you know what? As I go look, it's not paused, and you should pause syncing anytime. Let me tell for sure. Like, you have to pause it because it will take up everything. And I'm using that as my main backup now because of my computer crash the other week. Right, so now everything goes there. Or everything important goes there, and that's a lot of stuff. So, it took a while. Anyway, so I, you know, did the mage a little bit more. I just went up another level. So I'm messing around in Northern Tranglethorn, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I was like 9 levels higher than everything. So, which is why I did that on purpose, because as I was in the Airy Peak area, things were, I was about 4 levels higher than things, and it felt hard. And I didn't want it to feel that hard. And I
So what stuff are you running on your mage again?
I now decided, I went fire, right? And that was from Marg, and I will say I can one-shot things. Boom, boom. Like, I can hit Fire Blast twice and get the automatic Pyro Blast off. And if these things are not dead yet, I can do the Morning Breath of Doom. And, you know, and boom, they're dead. So I'm now starting the beginning of this, the Goldthorn Zone. I don't know what it's called, the Cape, right? And, you know,
so
and
what's the, hang on, you said that when you came in as Stranglethorn, they're like 9.
They're 9 levels higher, difference. Or lower, yeah, and lower. Now I am...
You don't want to be
doing
higher.
It again, yeah. Yeah, I'm just, you know, I can do it. So, no, challenge. Now as I'm going into the next zone, I am 6 levels higher. And I am feeling that if I don't get those 2 crits off, I can't one-shot things, and when they start to go and attack you, it's not too bad because you have a frost shield on, and that takes a lot, so you can get hit a few times, but when you start to pull 2 or 3 things, then it gets a little bit worrisome, and I don't want to do that. I wanted to really play this one and try and get it up as high as I can, so...
Have you done a mage so far at all in the
he
last?
He does rogues.
I know. I'm just asking. I haven't done a mage like in ages myself, so I'm just curious as if he may have.
No, but I did do a monk. Monk and a druid.
Ah, okay, cool. All right.
But my attention is taken away. Like, I'm not playing as much of the iron stuff because of the new quests and stuff that are out. So, and I know that's with you, right? And I know that's happening with you, right? I know you totally understand. So, what did you do with your irons this week,
Lita? I did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing?
I did contemplate deleting some. But I have not done
scouts.
That.
Scouts. Well, if they're high enough.
Well, I've got
enough,
them all then. Over. So, I've got a Pally and what have I got? I think I've got a Pally and a Priest and a Shaman that I'm probably not going to get to. So, and it's bad enough. Like, what? I ended Warlords with 1300s. Right. Which I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. And now, at the moment, I can't even get off my main. Because there is so much to do.
Yeah.
And every time I kind of think about it, I just go, no, I need to work on the stuff that I need to do. So working on the Pathfinder is so massive, and Suruma is so massive that that's all I can do. But yeah, I kind of need to look at my tunes and probably cull them down a bit. I've got the Warlock and a Priest that are quite decent, and the Bloodthirsty. So my Bloodthirsty is about a 32-33 on my Druid. Definitely will keep her, and of course my Hunter. And then my Hunter over on Wormrest. So I just think I need to not have 16 of them and actually cull them back and just utilize the ones that I will, when I get back, to actually focus on. Okay. And then plus there's always room to roll more anyway. Because, you know, that's what I do. So that's my week of not anything. So anyway, we will go on to... news in the world of Warcraft, I suppose. Have you got the bumper?
Yes.
Breaking now, news from the world of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
I swear, I had it up, and now it's gone. Anyways, So, yeah, the biggest news, you know, it's not particular for Iron Man stuff, but it does impact us because it's huge. Because, you know, we all play this game, right? We just play it differently.
That's right.
So, and, you know,
we got the song.
Do you want to say something? Yeah, you can go and say something, because go ahead. I'll stop it.
Sorry, I was just going to say, he's made such an impact, I suppose, on all of our lives to a degree, and even as a challenge tune, there is that impact because, you know, the quest and the story, as much as that may not come into play as much as your normal tune would do, it's still the impact there. So, you know, I mean, Mattson retiring is massive. I don't know. Stir, how did you feel about the news? Were you like, or, oh?
Yeah, oh. It's like, really? Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talked about this on our other show, but it's like, It's big for me. It's like, what? Like, how can he leave? Right? Like, to me, he's WoW. He is WoW. He's made all the lore and he basically tells them this is what we're going to do. And it's not just him, but he's the guy. Right? Where do they go from here?
He's the original Thrall. What can I say? Mm. So, yeah. So, it's definitely been a big shock this week in the general aspect of the game. I don't know if you saw that I saw Morhaime present him.
Yes.
With a most awesome looking, apparently, they're going to make it into a statue. And it was a real life of, basically, the statue's going to be Mattson holding onto what's his name?
Little Bay Winston's hand.
Baby Winston. Yeah. It's so cute. So yeah, that's just like, oh, that was a bit of a heartbreak for me anyway. But you were telling me someone else.
I just found out another person that, you know, you may not know. His name is James Wow or Waw. I've never heard of this guy. Which kind of sucks for him, I guess. You would think that with his role is that he was apparently the senior director of story and creative development. It basically, he's working in the same department as Mattson, and it seems like he's one level down. So he's leaving too. Like, he's left. So this is the second person that's leaving their creative department and, you know, plotting all of that stuff. And, you know, saying off air that, you know, at first, you know, with Mattson going, I was like, oh, that's wow. Like, that's a big deal. And now with another person, sure, we don't know this guy, but it makes me feel a little concerned. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, you know, oh, wow, he's dead or anything, but it makes me feel a little concerned that maybe the focus for WoW won't be large releases like we've had. And maybe it will be more along the patch lines where they'll give us a handful of quests. Oh, we need to go over here and quell an uprising with the Lich King or something. You don't know. It could, you know, I could also be reading in to this a lot.
Way too much.
And that's fair enough, but he could be leaving because maybe he wanted to get a bump up. Right? And maybe he's not going to get that bump, but maybe he's seen, maybe he has an offer somewhere else, right? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few months. I'm very interested to see what happens at BlizzCon 2, because you would think that they're both going to be there. you would have thought that they would have been there, and now you don't really know, right? We lost Craig Amai. Really? Craig Amai left as well. So in the chat, Spanky Hunter was saying that the lead quest designer. Yep. Well, he actually had transitioned from I was listening to his Q&A, and Craig Amai was a QA guy, and then he went into quest designing, but then he also transitioned into he was one of the guys that worked on the weapon and all that stuff. And so, you know, maybe, yeah, he's saying that it was time to move on after 10 years. Maybe. True. It's just, you know, we can't see what's inside going on, so we can only guess, right? And I would hope things aren't going to turn the way that I'm viewing them, I guess, because it kind of makes me think that maybe the game's going to go the way of D3. Where D3 is very much, okay, well, we have seasons and all this stuff, and seasons are okay, but I don't really play D3, right? So, I guess we'll have to see what happens in the future.
Yeah. Well, so, it might be a good time for some other people to really step up and show what they can do, which is, to me, is very exciting. It's certainly nothing that I think, wow, you know, these guys... I've worked in my same job for 23 years. So when I see someone says, oh, well, after 10 years, I kind of feel like, really? Suck it up. Because, you know, I've been doing mine for 23 and I'm still there. But, you know, that seems to be the way of things now. It's not staying in places necessarily for long term. It's, you know, stay there, perhaps make an impact and then move on to something else. And that's what a lot of people do. So I think we've still got a pretty darn good team. So I'm excited to see what they bring. And I really hope this means that they will step it up and start to, you know, really go forward with what Legion has given us. So
I kind of feel that the person that they hire or promote to fill Chris Metzen's role will be unfairly judged, I think, because they will be put up against him, right? And Metzen's had a huge role, and now this new person is going to need to do the same thing, I think. And I feel for the person that gets into that role.
Well, because, the easiest thing would be not to call them the same thing that Metzen was, and to perhaps make a whole new title.
Didn't they try to do that with Ghostcrawler's replacement? Didn't they? And they said, "Well, there's no real replacement, and really, it's Ian has a hostess. It's just that they let him have a different title, right? But it's the same thing."
Which I think's fair. I don't think that's such a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. So Madness of Minds in the chat room says perhaps these gentlemen that have recently left had designs to do so earlier but wanted to stay and see Legion come forth and not end on the bad note that many say WOD was. Which I think that could be a valid point too.
I think they knew they were going to leave. And the reason why I think so is that the gift that they were going to give Chris Metzen, you can't just go and create that in a day, okay? So he wasn't just like, okay, guys, I'm leaving in a week. There's no way. There's no way. So he told them probably a while ago, like, okay, I think things are going good, and you know what? Maybe he's got too much... He had too many things, and things are going really well. And you know what? I'm going to spend time with the family. Fair enough. I'm happy for him, because if I could do that, not have to worry about XYZ, which sort of can't, but sure, do it. This wasn't a, you know, just a quick call to say, okay, I'm out of here. This was planned. And just, you know, having, I've met him once, but I don't know him, but knowing of him and knowing of what other people have met him and know of him, I don't think he's the kind of guy that just ups and leaves. So, this was coming for a while, I think. So, do we want to carry on, or do we want to talk about this more, or no? Okay.
I was gonna say we did have some hot fixes.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, we do have hot fixes. There's tons of them coming out. Well, not tons and tons, but there's some coming out. I think every day so far. I think maybe not the 14th. Just trying to remember, but I do have a link that we'll post shortly, or we'll post in the show notes, and I could also post it in the chat too if you're watching this live on Twitch or on the YouTube. Anyways, whatever. There's a link here that shows you all of the hot fixes that have gone in, and there have been quite a few. They haven't really touched Death Knights a whole lot, although they did do a tank nerf because tanks were hitting things too hard, apparently. Which, yeah.
Fair enough.
So, alright.
Okay. Well, how about we go on to site news?
Okay.
And the reason that we've got Star here. Dun 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 dun! Do you like that? That was good.
I do. I'm glad that Assy's not online because he'd go boo. So,
Is he gone? He's too busy. No,
he's lurking.
He's lurking in chat. Just wait for lurking. It.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wait for it. All right. Come. So Iron Man rules. Keeping it simple.
Yes. So you know, before we start, I just want to say one of the big reasons though is that when you go look at the rules, like the list of rules. Mm-hmm. If you were to print them out, there's about 2 pages of rules.
Yeah.
So that alone tells you the challenge is complicated.
Yes. And when a new person joins and the challenge and they just ask a gazillion questions, you're like,
Yeah, okay. Because they don't want to read the wall of text, right? So
Right.
Yeah. So what are some of the proposed changes that we'd be looking at?
Okay, so first of all, before we jump too deep, I want to say thank you and a shout out to you, Stone. You took this proposal really well. I know you've got a lot invested in it, so thank you. But also to all the veterans and the old timers and the regular players, and especially Ash and Assy and Deed and Fur and XA and so many others. All of these folks have listen to some of these thoughts. They've been contributing all along, going, hey, don't you think, this whole thing with mounts, So this has just been kind of brewing, I think, for the last couple of months, and especially with the patch and the expansion. And if you think about it, WoW is constantly changing, especially with each expansion. So it only makes sense that we need to kind of keep the WoW challenge, the Iron Man challenge, up and up to date and kind of coasting along with it. So that's really what this is all about. So there's really 2 things that we're going to do. And one, and Lyson kind of mentioned it in the chat last time, and that is we are updating the rules so that they're so much easier to understand. So we're simplifying them. And we're not simplifying the challenge, we're simplifying the rules. And so there's some little changes here and there, but believe me, the Iron Man is still hard, and it is quite the effort to go from 1 to whatever level you decide to take it to. So that's first and foremost. So here's some of the changes, and after the show I will post all this in the forum so that you can read them and comment on them and things like that. But some of the biggest changes are mounts. How many times have we had an argument that you can't use this particular mount because it can walk on water, or it lets you do repairs, or it goes a little bit, or the heirloom, the chauffeur mount in 1 to 20. the easy rule is, if you've got a mount, you can use it. We don't care. Yeah, that even means flying. If you've got flying in Draenor or in Legion, go for it. You know, in the big scheme of things, it's not going to really change much. And it seems like even like at the low levels, like you know how you could use a chauffeur. Well, guess what? Druids can, in cat form, can run just as fast as the chauffeur, so it doesn't really get you much. So, things like that. Elixirs. This one has been a really interesting one because over the over the years, you know, what are you snickering about?
No, it's a pain in the butt.
It is a pain in the
butt. It's a pain in the butt.
Elixirs, potions, scrolls, flask, they're really difficult to keep track of, I'm sure, and to program in all the exceptions. So the easy rule is no elixirs. No elixirs, no potions. That's kind of a fallback to what it used to be. No elixirs, potions, flask, scrolls, things like that. If the quest gives you one, don't do the quest. Just skip it. Most of the professional, here's a pro tip, most of the people who've made it to the top, they didn't do any elixirs, and they just skipped that particular quest or quest chain. Because guess what? It doesn't, in the big, long scheme of things, it really doesn't mean much. So so that Dracu elixir or the elixir of water breathing.
Dracuru is the worst one. That's the worst one. I hear it all the time because people are using it more than once for each quest, and that skews everything. Like, that messes everything up, and then they get flagged.
Yeah. So let's see. Oh, another good one that we've had lots and lots of arguments and discussions over are engineering items. Those little white things that kind of work. They're not quite full featured items like the glider or the shield or the rocket. I think there's gunpowder now in Legion. They're prone to fail. And Ash took his scout from Dalaran and was going to go over to Azun's island. And so he did on his scout a goblin glider, and it promptly folded up and dropped him all the way down.
So, what? I have never seen that.
And there's a 3-minute cooldown too on that thing. So once it fails, you get to watch your death in slow motion.
I have never seen it fail.
Oh,
really?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah. And I've used it a lot. Just playing it. And I'm like, oh, well, I can jump from here to there, and I'll just glide. Sure. And it's never failed. Wow.
Right.
you watch now. Fail. All the time.
Toys. We don't care. Use the toys. Add-ons, if you want to use an add-on, you go for it. The game has changed enough now that it's really hard to get any benefits, you know, like in combat with add-ons. If anything, I play with a straight vanilla interface. And it's kind of part of the persona of playing, you know, from level one all the way up. Why not play it like, you know, Blizzard released it? Most add-ons can actually get in your way, and especially it's like those auction add-ons that will keep track of items and stuff. They'll slow your user interface down, and you know, you're just asking for some lag or latency and at a critical moment. So those are the biggies. Those are the biggies. Like I say, when we repost them, it'll be like 10 rules like from the early days. And
so the add-ons is not a big deal because, you know, I made a comment in the notes that you guys can't see, but which ones were out there that was that much of a help? Because I can't really think of anything unless it was like a bot. And even then, a bot, you would really leave your character in the hands of a bot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And getting banned by Blizzard too. So all the other fundamentals haven't changed. You can't die. And as Assy likes to say, you got to have crap for gear. You cannot use heirloom gear other than the mount. No professions other than first aid. So all the basics, no dungeons and battlegrounds and raids, all those are still in place. We're just tuning, if you will, at this point.
So the toys, this is where, you know, and I warned you beforehand. Toys, I would say I would have been good with toys before this expansion. Because back then, it was okay, because the toys that they had were not toys that could help you, right? I can't remember what it's called, but there was a toy that got added in Warlords, but it wasn't in the toy chest or box until now. And so that means you can use it on any tune, and you get a full heal. I don't know what it's called. I don't know. I'm pretty sure anyone can use it, although I do know that there's a lot of toys that are only by profession or only by class and all this stuff. But I know that there's a few toys that got thrown in there that was like, what? And, you know, everything else, I'm just like, you know what? Quests, quest elixirs. On my side, I would love to just say, you know what? Great. Because I don't want to track that stuff because it's a pain in the arse. That will take out, I will tell you about, because I'm not the best coder, but that will take out about, I'm going to say, a good 30 to 50 lines or so, roughly, around in there, of code, just to look, to find out which quests that you have, because now I don't have to pull in the quests anymore. So just stuff like that, I'm completely fine with, because and with mounts, I kind of like the aspect of account of play your character as if it's your only one.
Right.
However, one of my issues is that, and that I've had for a while, is that, you know, we can't track everything, right? And when you can't track everything, and then somebody says, well, you see them on a flying mount, and I'm like, yeah, but I can't track it, so it's on them.
Right.
And folks get mad if I go and flag them, right? Sure. So I personally don't like being put into the position that I have to go flag folks and go look at videos and somebody tattles on this person and tattles on, you know, it's just a whole thing, right?
Sure.
Making it simple, maybe, like this is a lot better for me, I will say.
Yeah. And maybe what we can do is post a suggested play styles, you know, where people, because over the years, people have proposed rules like, you know, and they morphed into becoming the pacifist and becoming the other kinds of play styles. But what, you know, I think a lot of us and have always had the play style of, you know what, I'm going to play, even if it's in my account as a mount, if I don't have it, earned it, I'm not going to use it, like the Water Strider or the Flying in Draenor. You know, or some people, they say, we will not use the auction house. Oh, okay. Well, that's sure. A play style choice that you make. And that's what we ought to just kind of leave it up to, is some of those like that.
Yep. There's Madness of Mind made a comment. I made a couple comments. I'll take the first one. Lita, would you do the second one? If you're still here and sitting down, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is, the chauffeur mount is a godsend at low levels. Starting and secondary zones are some of the largest in the game, and you are relegated to running on foot. Yeah, that's a pain in the arse. I've always said, I think arse is okay to say, right? I hope so.
No.
I thought I've said it before, and Apple's been okay. because Apple's where we have the problem with the clean tag, right? Anyway, so I have always, I'm squirreling. Okay, I've always said we need to spend more time going from, I've always said we spend more time going from point A to point B in this game instead of actually playing. Any addition to cut down on that downtime will be a plus. Can you read the next one?
Yep. Said, I'd still lean on no dungeon boss kills. Entering a dungeon, there's a specific problem there. The dead mines looked back in time. Quest in Westfall. If you don't complete that, you don't get the big ending quest where Vanessa arrives and one or two more follow-ups to send word to Stormwind. Hmm. Yeah, okay. But I mean, at the same stage, I don't know if I'm playing my iron, I'm not playing it for lore. I'm just playing it to do the quest to get the XP.
Right.
So, because I've already gone through it on my Alliance Warlock, I've already seen the story part of it. I don't concentrate on it. Zaya QC also says quest elixirs are few and don't usually open big chains, which is a really valid point as well. So.
Yeah, I the elixir stuff. I'd just be yay.
Yeah. I delete was having a look code. At the toys. Like you said, you thought there were some changes in Warlords, and just thought I'd have a quick look. There's a guide up on WoWhead for zone by zone toy guides, which is obviously new, and I will need to add that to my little roster of things I like to check on, because it's got some good information I might have to look at some stage. But there was a... Now I've lost it. There's one called an Ever-Blooming Frond. Mm-hmm. So you got it from Garrison Inn, which maybe a lot of people may not have done that. Maybe so, whichever. But what it says is when you use it, restores 15% of health and mana every 1 second for 6 seconds.
Yeah. What's the cooldown on it?
5 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's not all the time, but it's still quite often. Yeah. Right. I think that's maybe the one I'm thinking of. That's like, I was sure that I saw one that was like an instant full heal, but I could be wrong. So, but that still sounds pretty strong. Mm. It's just stuff like that where, you know, is that play style?
I
don't know. No.
Can you track it?
No.
No.
I can track if they have it. I can't track if they've used it. Oh. Right? That's the thing, right? So I can track a lot of stuff that you have. For instance, we can track the weapon, right? But we can't track it unless it's been equipped. And that's a big thing too. Mm. So the weapon, I want to be clear that the weapon, we're not talking about the weapon here, because we still don't know, right? And until, you know, to tongue in cheek here, until Lysen gets to 110, right, and you know, tells us Stop and it. And tells Hurry us up. Well, and look, tells us, hey, you know what? You can I'm not trying to jinx something. I'm just trying to say until he gets to 110 and says, listen, we can make it without having to use the weapon. I've always said you can go do the quest if you can, just don't use it, okay? Until then, I mean, it's better to say no than yes, right? And I think that's
Brewfest starts a couple of days. Brewfest is going to
start soon too.
So world events can always be for any iron, like any, basically any level, because you'll still get XP, which is good. I like the changes. I think that's very exciting. I can see what you're trying to do, Stir, and with everyone having the input on it. I'm okay with most of it. I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks. And this, you know, again, there may be some slight tuning from this conversation and moving forward and as it gets codified and stuff like that. But we'll of course keep the world informed and moving forward, and yeah, we'll update the website so that, you know, people can go find them and stuff like that. Yeah. There's one other change. And so we are going to, you know, the problem, you know, and we knew this long ago. Remember when the challenge was 1 to 60 and then 1 to 70, 1 to 80, 85, 90, and 100 and 110. Good Lord, if you're a new player and you hear about the challenge and you go, well, the challenge is getting from 1 to 110, and you go, oh, we're talking months of effort, and so yes, it is supposed to be hard, but it's just such an investment, and it's just daunting. So one of the things we'd like to introduce going forward is we would like to recognize players along the way, and so we would like to create new titles, and hopefully one day Stone can get this into the website. But when you make it to 60, for example, we'd like to give you the title, and maybe the title is something like Iron Veteran. And, you know, if you want to make some suggestions on what those titles should be. But we'd like, you know, for each of the past expansions, so maybe when you hit 70, you become an Iron Crusader. And when you, maybe 90, something, you know, playing on Mist of Pandora, you know, like maybe you're the Iron Panda or Iron Warlord. So if you make it to 100, you are an Iron Warlord. And of course, we will always reserve the current level cap as the champion. So if you make it to 110, you're an Iron Champion. And then later, it'll become at level 120, the Iron Champion, something like that. But
That's a cool idea.
You know, just kind of give people a little bit of recognition. And it's not just all the way to 110. You know, it's, you know what? Yep. It's like Dario Iron. He hit 70 last night, and he was so happy. And his last death was at 60, so he'd made it to 70. And I said, well, you know, you're now an Iron Crusader. And he's like, really? Is that going to be a real title? And we're going, well, at least in the guild it will be, and hopefully on the website too. Yeah. So that's the other thing that we're introducing this go around, is recognition for making it to the level caps of past expansions.
That is such a cool idea. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, cool. I was saying too that you know, I can do the rule changes actually very quickly, but doing the titles, which I really want to do like right now. Like, I just want to go do it, right? And but we do have Battle Panda is working on our new website, thanks to Thule. Thule, again, it's every time, man. So, you know, I don't know if I'd want to do the titles until the new website's done, right? So, because, like, I could do all this work and then Battle Panda is going to come out with something else, and then I tweet, and then I have to mess around with that stuff. So I'll have to see what he comes out with, right? And we can go from there. I kind of like the rule changes itself are not a big deal on my end to change. It's more the titles that are a little bit. It's not hard. It's just cosmetics. Like, where are we going to put it, and how are people going to have a look for it, and this and that, right? So, if it requires a lot of changes on the website as it is right now, which I have a feeling it will, because it wasn't meant for a whole lot of XYZ. I kind of feel like the new website will be more able to have stuff like that in it, because I did tell him that, you know, one of the main goals is to allow us to create zone guides and stuff like that, So he knows that we want to be able to add as we go. So that's a bigger thing. I guess it was a little bit clickbaity last week, but you know, there's some folks that might be concerned, and because they've been doing this for a while, and it's not that bad. It's not like we're saying, okay, cool, you can wear your heirlooms up to like level 60 now, and that's okay. No. Right? You know, it's not like that, okay? So right. It's still going to be hard, and that's the key thing. And, you know, I take my position seriously because there's a lot of people that play this. For some people, this is all that they play in WoW. And that, you know, level 3 is Iron Noob. Yes, Iron Azzy. Yes, he's the Iron Noob.
Can I just say something regarding the names, the titles?
Yes.
I would think, and I'm gonna go opposite. I don't. You know me. I'm not a techno person. I have got no idea what you do behind the scenes. So I do know that you do a lot of stuff, which is fantastic. But I kind of feel like if you're gonna put it in place, then just do it, and do it now, even if the new website isn't ready to go.
Because yeah, you've got a like lot crap. Of
people who do the challenge. And would be very excited to have some little bit of recognition for what they've done. And, you know, and that can push them and spur them. We don't want to spur them.
Wow. How much of a difference does one small letter make?
I know. Words are hard.
Wow.
But, yeah, it can spur them on to... Yeah. Bigger and better things. So that's I'm just throwing in my 2 cents to say that if you say yes to doing it, then oh no,
I'm
it.
Yeah, I'm when like the first part of the whole discussion was to add in a title, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. I was like, yeah, because then it shows you how far along, right? And as long as you make the titles tied in with whichever expansion, you know. Great, because and you know that, I mean that and one of my things was that, you know, you should always make the pinnacle to always be the Iron Champion, because then, you know, that's an easy way to know how, like, if your tune actually made it when it was max, right? So I'm completely on board. And I wanted to do it, but I'm like, you know, I don't want to do the extra work, right?
Well, I mean,
honestly, I think right now, thanks for just giving me extra work. I appreciate it. So about that next episode of Adventures in Azeroth, I probably won't be able to do any more screenshots because I'll be doing this. So I'm just saying. So, okay.
Let's send him some donuts.
For instance, you know, I could do, like, you know, I don't even know how I would put in the title. Would it be another column? Would it be a different icon? I mean, I need to think about it, right? So it's not that hard to do, because honestly, it's just tracking. I don't know about grandfathering stuff. I could probably grandfather. Well, actually, no, it wouldn't matter, right? No. Oh, yes, it would matter for Iron Champion. So that's not a big deal. But as far as what the characters are right now, if you're level 100 right now, then you're an Iron Warlord, more or less, right? So. And then, you know, and then how do you search that? So, you know, that's how my brain works. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on, and little squirrels are running away or firing or running on the little treadmills. And anyway, so. Sure.
Well, yeah. There's lots of things for you to think about. Yeah. And I think it's definitely some Thanks, positive Lita. Stuff. So, well, you're welcome anytime. So not a problem. So how about if we're done with the topic, if we want to get straight
hold
into
on. Hold on. I'm just looking at Twitch chat. What? Really?
I was going to bring it up in a little bit. I was going to go on the state of challenges.
All right, go ahead.
Do you want to bring it up?
Nope.
Do you want to bring...
Nope. Go ahead.
Because I
go
think
ahead.
It's hilarious.
Go ahead. I'm out.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, we'll come back to it. So, state of the challenges, we will get onto that. So, Stir, can you do the irons, please?
Sure. At the one end of the spectrum, XA has his hunter at 61. Good job, dude. 8 is at level 67. Derryiron, who I've mentioned a couple of times, is at 70. In fact, I think he actually dinged 71 tonight. Peaches is at 79. Ooh, that's getting close. Ilona, whichever it ends up in being, is at 96. Nandaru, 101. Oh, good job. Some rogue named Catster and Ironster at 101 and 102. Iron Ashes, who's often online and grinding away, is at 102 as well. And of course, we've mentioned several times tonight, Lyson is at 105. So good job, Lyson. Don't die, because hey, we need clues on how to move forward. So good job, everyone.
Good job. Awesome. Alrighty. So the Bloodthirsties, we've got Suzy Q hit level 11. And Soulbound tonight hit level 52, which is Nisi that we had on last week, which is awesome. Congratulations, Nisi. Well done. Now, Pacifist. So we have got...
Yes, I have no idea how to say that name.
Zilmis Pace.
Have fun with that.
Zilmis Pace?
Yes.
Okay, hit level 21. We've got ROP is Zugdrot. At 26. Flower Child hit 26. Compassiona hit 27. That's Rogue Slayer. So congratulations.
Umpa Pumpa.
Okay. All right. Hit level 40. Congratulations. Huey Hamster. I like that.
I like
too.
That.
He's 42. That's really good. Peace Nicker hit level 48. That's a really good name, too. Latifolia hit level 50. Serenella hit 64. And a Tanatari got red flagged at 97 due to 425 kills.
Yep. So
that doesn't sound good.
We call that going postal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the character died and then just started killing stuff. And when they logged that, like, I think I kind of feel like, remember how we had, it's possible for a character to be picked up as having not died, but still getting kills and stuff like that. So it depends on how it happens, right? And I kind of have a feeling this is what happened. I think that they either died or they might have killed like one thing and then they're like, oh, screw it. Just kill everything now, right? So, yeah.
Wow, that's a bit rough. So sorry to hear about everyone that we've lost this week, but awesome job on everyone who has been leveling. Good work, guys. That is fantastic. Alrighty, so let's go on to chit chat. So this is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, and all those kinds of things. Words are really hard tonight. Sorry, guys. I'm a bit like that. So what did we have?
Nothing that we haven't already covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can change specs, Azzy. And, and yes, we know that your character may not be found or may not be updating, and it's still happening for some characters. It's still happening. Not for a lot of them, because as we can see, there's a lot of movement now, so you would think that it means that everyone's fixed. They're not all fixed yet, so just be patient. Blizzard knows, and they're working on it. So,
I
kind of have a feeling they're not going to announce when it's been fixed. I think it's just going to happen. Okay. I've been looking at the API forums a lot, and I've asked them, and there's been no answer. So,
okay.
I kind of have a feeling they're not going to answer it.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, yes. Chat room stuff. We've got Madness of Mine earlier said, what's it like not to be a rogue? Say it isn't so, Guru of Sneak.
Rogue is the best. Rogues rule. Hunters drool.
Rogues do it from behind, apparently.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
There are some things that will never change. That's, you know, that certainly will always come into mind when there's rogues. So rogues pop up. Okay, so Azzy quite early on did also just want to ask you a question, Stone.
What's up?
I feel like he's a little bit unsure.
Okay.
He's still not sure of all this stuff that's going on. He just wants to know if he can change specs and wants to know, did you change your spec?
Well, I think, Rogster, you had a good suggestion. Was everyone else can except for him.
That's right.
I'm cool with that.
I'm
cool.
Yeah. Voted. Right. Okay, sounds good. Azzy, you just can't change.
Sapped people don't say no? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What?
Spanky? Yeah.
Spanky.
Jeez.
Wow. That,
I think I've seen a guild name like called that or something too. I just was like, whoa, okay.
Wow.
All right. Now, Madness of Mine did answer a question as he had put, which Madness says, if you can't get past 30 and run a podcast, Teflon Challenger, nothing sticks. So I thought that was kind of apt. Oh, and he's left. Where'd he go?
I'm past 30. Okay. I'm past it. I'm 36.
You are. I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, come on, guys. You got to get with it. Is this your highest?
No. Well, I guess in this run, but I know I've had higher.
Okay.
It's just I play stupid then. I think this is my highest mage, because my last mage, the highest I got, he died in Ashenvale, trying to do the I was going Horde, and those initial quests where you're trying to protect the guys chopping wood, and then there's wolves around and hiding spiders and stuff like that. I just pulled too many things and I died. So,
oh
yeah. Yeah,
But still, 36 is a good job. So, excellent. You're doing well, and yes, Angel Denise says I do need more coffee, which is probably about right. Yeah. So,
winky.
Awesome. All right. So, what else have we got?
Okay, so Patreon. I wanted to thank Awesome Trousers for bringing this to me. So, as I said last week, I sent out an email saying thank you for everyone that's helped us. It's not required, just any little bit helps, just to pay for the server and all that stuff. So what I'd like to do is, I don't have the rules set down yet, but I would like to do a $25 gift card, Blizzard gift card, or a shirt, depends on what we have left, and it will be the winner's choice every month. One of the things, though, is that, it doesn't make sense to do it and lose money on it, because then how am I helping to pay for the server costs, right? So basically, we need a minimum of 10 patrons at $5 a month, because I'd be paying for shipping and all that stuff. For a chance to win the card or the shirt, it would be folks that are at the $5 a month level or higher. And one of the caveats is that you can't win 2 months in a row, because that kind of sucks for everyone else. Unless you're the only... there should be at least 10 people, right? So, that would suck for the other 9 if the same person keeps winning over and over. And again, thanks to Awesome Trousers. I don't know when I'd start this. Maybe for next month? I'm not sure. But this is something I kind of want to do, because it kind of feels like this is something that we could do, right? And if there's others, he also brought it up, maybe have like a XP thing, which I think Lita and I, Lita, you wanted to do something possibly in the next few weeks. Do you want to? Do we want to wait about it? Okay, let's wait about it. Okay, let's okay. wait. Okay,
just,
all right.
Let's just.
No, say, no, that's fine.
We yep. have got something that will be coming up. We will tell you about it later.
Yep. Okay. And that's it. So, you know, if you have any ideas, please have at it. Let me know. You know, it's kind of hard to offer stuff because, you know, I can't obviously give people levels. That's just not how we work, right? So just let us know if there's anything else that you think that we could do. Other than that, I guess that's the show. Our next show, I'm just going by the notes here, being professional. Next show is Saturday, September the 10th. That's next week, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. Sunday, September 8th. Wow, no, it's not. That was like last week. Wow. Wow, Stone.
Wow, Stone.
So what day is it today? The 17th. So plus 7, that's like 20, what?
24.
All right, our next show will be Saturday, September the 24th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. Sunday, September the 25th in Australian Eastern Time, and that's 1 a.m. Central European Time. I don't have anything to say about next week yet, so stay tuned. Stir, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, especially with... You know, thinking that it was going to be a hellfire storm kind of thing, you know, we're going to make changes. We don't like change, you know, anyways. So,
well, thanks for the chance and thanks to everyone who's amiable towards making the WoW challenges even better.
Yes.
Awesome. Wow. Yes. Well, we appreciate you come and have a chat. We do love when you come and have a chat with us. It's always good fun. Thanks. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you?
Sure.
If they don't know.
Google Mail, so geekroguester@gmail.com. And of course, Worm Rest Accord. I'm on almost all the time, it seems like. And we'll be posting some stuff, show notes and stuff on the rules on the main forums too. So either of those places.
Excellent. And we will have that information up on the website. So for anyone who wants to find us, check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can contact us here at the show, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, we do have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget YouTube. We are there if you want to check out the video of the shows, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Don't forget, comment one. I like
every
that.
Time.
One. And don't forget, come catch us live every week, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Right. You can find me on Twitter @wowchall. As well as the podcast with that one over there called Adventures in Azeroth once a week. Yes. Where can we find you, Lita?
You can find me on Twitter @LitaWow. That's LEETAWOW. And don't forget, yes, Adventures in Azeroth I do with Stone, as well as Behind the Avatar and Geektopia podcast.
Are you a rogue? Because you're doing Behind the Avatar?
Behind. No. No, I'm not a rogue. I can't even play a rogue. What are you talking about? Some classes I'm not good at. Trust me, rogue is definitely one of them. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks as always to Mark Conan for our intro, which we absolutely love. And if people want to check him out, just tweet him on the tweeters, which is @MarkConanWow. All right. So other than that, show titles, people, think about what we can have as Stone plays us out.
See you next week. I was like,
Thank you. Thanks, chat room. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WowChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.